Hi, my name is Karen from Kilkenny County Council Library Service, and I'm going to read a story today called The President's Cat. It's written by Peter Donnelly and it's published by Gill Books. The President and his wife had just returned home from their holidays. Ah, home sweet home. Oh dear, said the President's wife. I think we've left the cat behind. Don't worry, said the President. I have an idea. That evening there was a news flash all across Ireland. We interrupt this programme with a very important message. The President's cat is lost. He is fluffy and ginger and likes to meet new people. If you find him, please return him to Áras an Uachtaráin in Dublin. Thank you. The next morning, a fisherman was heading to Kenmare when he spotted the President's cat. Jump up here, he said. I'll take you as far as the market. The President's cat enjoyed a nice, fresh breakfast. Yum! At the market, he met a big hairy biker who was buying some fish. I'm going to the Rock of Cashel, he said. I can give you a ride. Vroom! Whee! At the Rock of Cashel, they noticed a group of hippies dancing. Hey, little dude, they said. We can take you as far as Glendalough. That's our next stop. Along the way, they passed a flock of sheep. The farmer's dog got very excited and chased them down the road. Come back, Shep. Woof, 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 woof. As they arrived in Glendalough, they saw a very tall tower. Perhaps someone in there could help the President's cat. Inside, he met an old monk who had a pet monkey. It's your lucky day, said the monk. I'm taking my monkey to Dublin Zoo to visit his cousins. You can come with us too. All the way to Dublin, the monk's monkey would not sit still. And the President's cat couldn't resist joining in the mischief. Finally, they reached Dublin Zoo and the President's cat knew that he was almost home when he heard a familiar voice call out. I can drop you home. It's on my way, said the postmistress. As they cycled to the President's house, he told the postmistress all about his adventure and the wonderful people who had helped him get home. When they arrived at the Áras, everyone was so happy to see the President's cat again. Yay! Woof woof! Well, almost everyone.